Thanks for being here today. This is Krista with episode number 20 on the Wag Out Loud podcast. Are you ready for today's canine fun fact? The Lundehund breed has some amazing traits, including feet with at least 6 fully functioning toes and extra paw pads, an elastic neck that can crane back so the head touches the spine. They have ears that can fold shut, and flexible shoulders that allow forelegs to extend to the side, actually perpendicular to the body. Just amazing. Welcome to the Wag Out Loud podcast, where we cater to dogs and the people who love them, bringing you helpful tips on canine healthcare, nutrition, and overall well-being. I'm your host, Krista Karpowicz, and I am super excited to be bringing you yet another tail wagging episode. I'd like to thank all of our listeners tuning in today. My guest is Kath Allen, who owns Hike Doggy. And Kath has spent 3 years hiking in the Italian Dolomites and the Alps. And she then moved to Golden, Colorado, enjoying a long successful corporate sales career and hiking with her dogs in the Rockies. 3 years ago, her company Hike Doggy was founded, and now Kath and her team take 600 plus dogs every month into the mountains for amazing on-leash hiking excursions. And the result is happy, healthy doggies and guilt-free parents for having provided their dog children with an amazing life. Kath is also a certified dog walker and holds certifications in both pet CPR and first aid. Kath, we are so honored to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Krista. It's so nice to be here.
Okay, we are going to talk about today group dog hiking for happy, healthy dogs and a solution for leash reactivity. Why don't we start with what really is the difference between walking my dog versus hiking with my dog?
That's a great question. So if you think about dog walking conjures up the picture of people walking their dogs in a neighborhood, a typical neighborhood, probably not that far outside of their neighborhood and walking maybe a half an hour, possibly an hour. Whereas what we do is we conveniently pick up our clients' dogs and we take them up into the mountains in groups. Our vehicles, for example, hold 12 dogs safe and comfortably, and we take them up to different trails in the mountains. And what we do there is we hike dogs in nature with all of the fun stuff that goes on in nature, animals and scents and rivers and creeks and streams and new sticks and flowers and trees. And they're out there for 2 hours and getting just so much more exposure to nature. They're with other dogs so that there's a socialization factor that's going on. So it's just wonderful. It truly is watching children just have this amazing, you know, field day out in nature versus, hey, we're going for a walk around the block.
Yeah, hiking sounds like way more fun. That's, yeah.
I'm biased, but.
So what goes into preparing your dog for a hike and what should you take with you?
Okay, so for the average person who's going to go out hiking their own dog, you should obviously, I always recommend that they be on leash personally because it's up in nature and there are animals that live there full time. So there are, you know, bears and moose and elk. And of course, we're in Colorado here. So we see a lot of different things. There's, you know, there's snakes, there's all sorts of things out there. So if you are hiking with your dog, highly recommend that they do be on leash because the safety factor is just exponentially, you know, there so that you're safeguarding your dog and they're having a great time because you can go as fast as you want. Plenty of water, obviously, so that your dog stays hydrated. We hike, for example, in the winter and the summer all year round. But in the winter, the dogs don't hydrate themselves real well because it's colder out. So we actually provide soup in the winter, which in the wintertime, just a little trick. If you put a little, maybe beef or chicken broth into water, they're more apt to drink the water. And it's great to have a first aid kit because you never know what's going to happen. Paws can get cut, you know, dogs can get boo-boos, they're out there in nature. So it's always good to take a first aid course. All of our hikers go through first aid training. Those are the major things. Other than in the wintertime, we do recommend, you know, dog coats. Some dogs wear dog booties. You can use Musher's Secret for their paws as well. And it just helps. It's an agent that helps protect their paws from ice and snow, and as well as hot pavement if you should be walking in, you know, paved streets and things like that. But up in the mountains, booties, coats, and things to keep the dog warm, if they, particularly if they don't have long skin, long hair, fur.
Right. And of course, treats and poopy bags.
The
must have.
And you know what? It's funny you say that, because at Hike Doggy, we actually carry what we call turd tanks. And they're stenciled with "no turd left behind." And so there's,
oh my gosh,
they're a container that we hook onto our backpack. And after we pick up our poop, which we always do in bags, which are green, you know, earthbound bags, we put them into our turd tanks, and we make sure that we take them off the trail. But you're absolutely right. And treats, yeah, we provide plenty of treats.
Nice.
Dogs like that.
So one thing, I hike with my dog on a leash, and it bugs me so much when others are hiking with their dogs off leash. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, it's, you know, if they're going to do it, they should definitely have, you know, control over their dog. But you're absolutely right, because some dogs don't do well in that situation. They could have leash reactivity, which we can talk about later. But the people need to be good dog guardians. And when you do have your dog on leash, you know, you feel bad sometimes saying, hey, could you put your dog on leash? Because mine's not so, might not be so friendly, or just want to keep my dog safe. But I think it's, you know, with a smile, you ask the other person to please keep their dog on leash. Or, you know, we have methods in which it's kind of, we go around people, you know, if the dogs are staying on the trail, we'll kind of make an arc and go off, just so the dogs don't have to meet face to face and head to head, because that's not ideal method for dogs to meet each other.
Right. Especially when one is on leash and one is not.
Right.
Yep. And what do you guys do about encountering wildlife on the trail? Do you have pepper spray or bear spray?
Right.
What could that look like?
You know what? The biggest thing for us is training. We train our hikers extensively on everything from emergency, standard operating procedures, you know, what to do. And the biggest thing, the two things, is having our dog on leash and staying on the trail, which eliminates running into, you know, snakes in the summer, and also just being situationally aware. If you are watching, keeping an eye out in front of you, behind you, all around you, just watching you yourselves all the time and watching your environment, you're going to see whatever is out there before the dogs do. And oftentimes the dogs, if you watch the reaction of the dogs will give you a clue as to what's going on. So if they see an animal, you know, if they might be hunting type dogs, and all of a sudden they'll, you know, get real stiff and straight and they're staring at something. I've actually found myself out on the trail with Hike Doggies, and they're all kind of, you know, staring and they're all getting excited. And I go, hey, what do you guys see that I don't see? And then I said to myself, no, seriously, what do you guys see?
Right.
And I realized, I looked ahead, and come across the trail comes two young cubs followed by a mother bear. And so that was, you know, the dogs themselves, again, they're on leash, so they're safe. Typically where we are, these are brown bears, where it's the front range. They're somewhat domesticated in that they see a lot of people passing on the trail. So as long as the dogs were on leash, they were going to be safe. So I had them, and we just gave them the berth and the ability to go where they wanted to go and pass us and leave us, and they were okay. So those are the key things, you know, stay on the trail, keep them on leash, and just be situationally aware of your environment.
And when you say leash, is it just a regular 6 foot, or are the flexi leads okay?
No, it's good for us, because we're hiking four dogs at a time. We use 6 foot nylon leashes so that the dogs all have the same length and they're in the same distance. But just be careful of the extended leashes, in that, you know how to use them, because sometimes when you just start to use them, you're like hitting buttons and you're not sure if it's recoiling or it's extending or what it's doing. But you just need to be careful of those, that you're not letting the dog go a little too far. But I totally get that, you know, you want to give your dog a extra lead to run and roam and smell. But in using that on the trail, to be honest, they can get tangled up in bicycles, they can get tangled up in other hikers, runners, that kind of thing. So you have to be aware. I would highly recommend the 6 foot leash personally.
I would too. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you briefly mentioned it before about leash reactivity. Mm-hmm. How can hiking with your dog help with that? And I guess we should first probably define what leash reactivity is.
Right. So leash reactivity is definitely, a lot of people, if they listen to this, they kind of go, if they didn't know what it was, they would go, aha, oh my gosh, my dog has that too. Leash reactivity is a dog that mostly based of fear or perhaps protecting their owner or the, you know, their guardian or their family who's walking them. They want to protect their home or their people. So they're going to be reactive while they're on the leash. They're excited. They're frustrated that they're on the leash and they react badly, so to speak, to any oncoming dogs or that are in the area that are typically on leash as well, or they could be off leash, but they themselves are on leash. And so it's leash reactivity. So they, again, it's fear and quite often it's their job to protect, you know, their parents and their family and their people. So when they, it's a very interesting thing, and I'm happy to talk about it because it's something that I didn't see coming when we started Hike Doggy, because we were like, oh, we'll take social dogs up into the mountains in groups and we'll hike them on leash. But the more people who would contact us at Hike Doggy, I would hear it over and over again that they are concerned that their dogs have different varying levels of leash reactivity. And let me just state first and foremost, if your dog has severe leash reactivity or aggression, you should definitely work with a professional and a certified trainer to work on the behavior and correct the behavior. And I can speak from experience because I have a little girl named Lulu who is just that example. But by what we find is instead of when the parents say are out walking down the street on their sidewalk and a dog is oncoming and they're feeling like they have to protect their parent, their family, their home, their neighborhood, what have you, you know, when we take them up into the mountains, suddenly that parent, family, home, neighborhood is not in the equation. They're in the mountains. Suddenly the game's changed. Instead of walking towards a dog where they have all sorts of time to get themselves in a frenzy because here comes a dog and I have like a minute to get all upset, now they are going into a situation where they're gathered up with several other dogs and off they go very quickly. At least that's the way we do it. And by doing so, suddenly they don't have to protect anyone. When they hit the trail, they usually have to pee, poop, and sniff everything that's going on around them. Mm-hmm.
And they have their priorities.
They have other stuff to do. So they're so busy with all this stuff going on, and it's completely a different situation. So they suddenly are literally 10 minutes into the hike. Our experience is that they kind of look at their neighbor and go, oh, you know, hi, I'm Nick. Who are you? Oh, I'm Millie. You know, and they don't have that situation. They don't have a reason to be reactive because it's completely different. So we find by having that experience more and more, then they can transfer that skill back and they get more experience. And all of a sudden, you know, they see other dogs and it's a little less intense that, hey, I have to react to that. But it's not to, you know, it's not to say that that would correct it because they still feel like they might have to protect their parents. But a lot of parents worry that, hey, my dog can't have fun in the mountains, can't enjoy activities, can't be with other dogs at all. And our experience is that's not the case. And I would have to say 85%, if not 90% of our dogs that we take out there who have some varying degree of leash reactivity overcome it and have a wonderful time and just don't show that reactivity at all when they're in the groups in the mountains.
That's great. Well, I would love for you to share the story of how you started Hike Doggy.
Yeah. So I was in the corporate world forever and a day, but I was lucky enough in Colorado to live in Golden, which is near the mountains. And I, every morning before work on the work week, would take my dogs up into the mountains and hike for 2 hours. And they were it was the happiest time of the day for them. It was the happiest time of the day for me. Mm. And all of, you know, a lot of my friends would say, hey, can you take my dogs? Because you're like the Pied Piper and that looks like so much fun and your dogs are having a great time. And so when you come back, your dogs are not behaving poorly. They're snoozy, they're calm, they're chill, they're peaceful. And as I continued my corporate career, if I had to not hike for whatever reason, being on a conference call or going on sales calls, my dogs would just stare at me and they're like, hey, what are we doing today? And I'm like, hey, I have some bad news. And so I was certain that there was lots of other people and other, whether it's just a busy life or people who are working long hours, that they had similar experiences. And so they would want their dogs to get out there and have similar experiences. So actually my nephew, Steven, and I, we started with one hike doggy and then two. And now my niece is, Abby is in the business too. And we hike over 600 dogs monthly with a staff of about 15 awesome hikers. And we have three large hike doggy buses and a mini bus. And so we're growing in a good way that we can do it smartly, do it so that the dogs are taken care of and that they're cared for and that's safe for them as well as fun. So we're excited.
Well, I just love the hike bus. Yeah. And the listeners have to go to your website and check out the picture because it is adorable.
It's fun. It's our last bus of the three. We wrapped with pictures of all of our existing, not all of them, obviously, but a number, about 24 of our existing hike doggy client dogs. And so it looks like all the dogs are going to school, but they're going to play in the mountains.
How much fun. And this is a great alternative to doggy daycare.
Right. It's caring for dogs, but it's kind of a la Colorado style and, you know, a la the mountains, you know, they get to just be out there with fresh air and the sun and the snow, and it depends on the season, but it's nice. And the fact that they're moving is just, it's a beautiful thing. I tell you, they get out there and they're like, let's go. And so they're moving, they're having fun. They get to kind of take in and soak in everything that the mountains have for them, as opposed to, you know, just staying still or being indoors and not knowing what to do. And they're getting that activity as opposed to being in a backyard. Maybe they have a doggy door, but they're not running around and they're not with other dogs. So it's pretty cool.
And you offer different hikes for different energy levels. How do you determine which hike is for which dog?
Absolutely. So when I first meet with clients before their dogs become hike doggies, I do ask the question, you know, tell me all about their hiking, or rather their exercise regimen. And I ask them, what do you think your dog would be, you know, fast, medium, or slow? And they give us their opinion, but that we decide once we see them hike. That just helps us put them in a group. But we kind of look at the history that the parents give us, as well as the breed themselves, because that can be a big clue in addition to age or any kind of physical ailments. So we might have, you know, some huskies and some young labs, just for examples, or some hunting dogs that are like, let's go, you know. That's like the theme of the day. And they go in a group that's fast, and that the mission is to burn major energy. And then we have other dogs that are more like, hey, I want to be out here and I want a great hike, but I'm not wearing my, you know, GPS unit of how many miles I'm tracking. I just want to have a great hike and sniff flowers and enjoy everything. So that's, we have more of a medium speed for them. And then we also have the capability, because we have multiple hikers out on the trail at the same time, that maybe dogs that are older or dogs that might have hip dysplasia or anything like that, they can go in a slower group. And so it's nice because like you and I, you know, some days I'm faster, some days I'm slower. So we kind of look at that by day as well. And we having multiple hikers up on the trail, we can mix up our dogs and put them in the correct speed group as well as the temperament group so that they're having a fabulous time.
And do they all go for 2 hours, or does the time vary as well?
No. So what we do is it's a 2 hour hike, and that means pause on the ground. So when we get to the trailhead, the dogs are super excited to get going, and we hike, we time it. So it's, if we go over, that's okay, but we never go under. So it's 2 hours of hiking. In the middle, we take a nice 10 minute break, just where we leash up the dogs and carabiner them to different trees so that they can enjoy a little break where they can get fresh water, some treats, a little loving on by the hikers, get some belly rubs, you know, and just kind of just chill out and enjoy the nature. And then we get back going, and then we resume our hike. And if there's water around and it's a warmer day, we're going to play in the water as well. But 2 hours of pause on the trail. So it's a great number. It gets them nice and tired.
And how many dogs usually go together?
So one hiker would never have more than four dogs. So we pretty much, the usual is that one hiker would have four dogs. And I'm not sure how that sounds to you, but for us, we go on wide trails so that each dog has their own berth and they're not bumping into grasses or anything like that. They can mill around on the wide trails. So, and each vehicle can take 12 dogs up into the mountains. So it's one vehicle supported by three hikers. So,
okay.
Yeah, and we mix that up. So they're making a lot of good friends while they're up there, you know, so that they one day, it's a reoccurring service for us so that, you know, one day they might be with three other dogs, but the next time they're out hiking, they might be with three completely new dogs.
Mm-hmm. Can you share with us any memorable client stories?
Oh my gosh. There are lots of client dog stories. No, there's funny dog stories and there's, you know, just, you know, heartwarming stories. I'd say a couple of heartwarming stories is one, we had a dog, he has one eye and three legs and his name's Wally. And he's just hiking him is very inspirational because he's one of the faster dogs, you know, he's, and he has two other brothers that are larger than him, but he just goes and it's great. It's great seeing all kinds of dogs out there. We'll have a dog. His name is Max. He's a fantastic dog. I remember his parents initially told us he wears a vest that says nervous. And they were worried. They're like, you know, he's nervous. We're not sure how he's going to be with the other dog. And our team just loves, you know, seeing that he crushes it out there. He's social. We don't see any of that nervousness. Like, that's awesome. We have another dog. Her name's Whitney. The hikers have to wake her up out of bed. She's a little sleepyhead. So it just makes us laugh. We always have to go in and wake her up and rouse her so that she can hit the trail. We have a dog. He's a great, great dog. His name's Nick. He's a big lab coonhound, Great Dane mix. And he is just adorable. And when he's out there, when he gets done, he's tired. And when we serve soup in the winter, it looks like he bellies up to the bar. He's like, four bowls, please, you know, soup, and then crashes in his Zen den for his ride home. And so that's like really, really cute. And I don't know, one other one, we have a dog named Haley. She's a greyhound. And she's, I don't know if you know greyhounds, they can wear clothing like nobody's business. She wears like a Christian Dior wrap. You know, it looks fantastic. Oh. In Halloween, one of my favorite things is one Halloween, she went as a greyhound bus. I think.
I know.
As far as dog costumes go, those goes as you know that has to be up there. That's one of the best. So yeah, there's so many. I would get you know I'd need a 10-hour podcast to put them all in.
Oh well, sounds like a lot of happy clients and a lot of happy pups. This doesn't even sound like work.
I know. Some days we're out there and then, you know, the hikers will ask like, am I being paid for this? You know, you're in mm-hmm. you know, your shorts and a t-shirt and you're hiking and butterflies are going past and the dogs are so happy. And I'll tell you from the corporate world, you know, for me, it's such a joy because we're bringing joy to the dogs and we're bringing, you know, peace of mind and happiness to the parents because they truly are. They're just, it's a busy world and you have such guilt when you're leaving your dogs. They're like a work day is a long day for a dog to be home and to know that they're going to go outside and they're going to be in the mountains and they're actually having a better day than you probably are.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So it's very rewarding for the hikers and it's very rewarding for, you know, all of us here just to know that we're doing good and it's a service that's well needed because dogs are, we consider them our children. We truly do.
Yep. Well, this is obviously a proven business model and it's successful. You're doing it here in the Denver area. I know that you mentioned to me when we spoke before that you were exploring franchising. Mm-hmm. Do you want to mention anything about that to our listeners?
It's something that we're looking at and then we set up our company to do that. And so it's because we see the benefit and we think that dogs all over, you know, not just in Colorado could benefit from hiking. So we're set up that way. So stay tuned, you know, but we're focused on having our company grow the right way, you know, and just making sure that we don't dilute our quality and our service and we have a steady growth pattern so that we're putting all the operating procedures and all the right things in place to make sure that the customer comes first, the clients comes first. And when I say client, that means the dog and the parent, so that we're taking care of them. So stay tuned.
Great. Well, if anybody's interested in chatting with you about Hike Doggy and other parts of the world, please reach out to Kath. Kath, how can people find out more about you and Hike Doggy?
Absolutely. So if you contact us, our number is 720-524-7858. Our website is hikedoggy.com, and that's spelled HikeDoggie.com. And we're also on Instagram and Facebook at @hikedoggy. And if anyone is in the Denver metro area and is interested in getting their dog out on the trail for some fun, if they contact us and mention this podcast or WAG, the code WAG, we'll give them a 15% discount off their first hike.
That is so awesome. Who isn't going to take advantage of that?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Well, Kath, thank you so much for your passion for helping dogs, bringing them back to nature, and coming home to a happy, healthy, calm dog is what everybody wants. So I want to thank you for being on today. I would love to have you on again.
Thank you so much, Krista. It's been a true pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the WAG Out Loud podcast. If you enjoy the show, please be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments. You can find out more by visiting wagoutloud.com. And there you'll find great product recommendations and fantastic resources. That's also where to visit our Bark About It page, where you can suggest topics, guests, or products. I appreciate you. Catch you next time.